The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority. Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys.
Thanks, Alex.
Appreciate it.
Alex, I'm trying to fucking hold your skirt down so we can't look up your skirt. Oh, wait, it's shorts. Never mind. Why were you holding your shorts? That was weird.
She got shit.
They looked like she was, like, bending down, so she was, like, holding it together.
Yes.
Like,
yes, she did.
Like a classy woman. But then I realized that's not
she
Alex.
She works here.
Alex showed me her entire vagina when we went skiing. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Harrington?
Like on purpose or like an
yeah, accident? It was unclosed. She was like, "Who cares? Whatever. I'm on acid." Then she fucking just whipped it out, flopped it out into the air. Yeah, it was fucking wild, dude. Welcome to the show. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake Chichi Benton in the house. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. We are live on a Wednesday, hump day, bump day, thump day, right here at the Gas Digital Studios in the East Village. Very excited about today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the American Loser podcast. KP Burke is back on the show.
Happy to be back. I'm sorry.
It's loud. It's fucking loud. The sound effects are fucking loud. Also,
you look like you owe Tony Soprano money.
My sporting goods store's going under, Zach.
Also, first time on the show from the Bushwick Bears. Is that a podcast?
It was a podcast, just a show now.
It's just a show. Boris Kakin joins the show.
Thank you.
Kakin.
Hiking, believe it or not.
Hiking.
Yeah.
Hiking.
It's a silent K.
Hiking. I've met you before, Boris. I think we met at the roast battles, maybe.
Yeah, a couple times.
They said a different name. Shannon told me a completely different name.
I don't correct people the majority of the time.
No. It was a completely different name. She was like, what did she fucking say, dude? Because I was like, there's another person named this. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I thought you were going to be a completely different person. But I'm happy you're here. I'm happy that I've met you before. Very often when I have somebody on the show that I haven't met before, it is a very awkward energy. Sometimes they don't know how to act around me. I'm known as like the East Coast Joe Rogan. I have a lot of like esteem, and I'm sort of a living legend. And I know being in the presence of greatness probably.
I actually have an esteem room.
That's what other people say,
I have an esteem room. I have in a sauna. I have in a hot tub.
The sauna set up, though?
No, I don't have anything set up.
You didn't call me, and I didn't run the wires for you yet. Doggy, that's the only thing holding us up.
Can I tell you the problem?
Yeah.
I moved out of that house. I don't live there anymore.
Oh, sorry.
You do electrical, too?
I do a little bit of everything.
He does it all. I love it.
Illegally.
KP is a fucking nice, all-American fucking guy. You got to get your deck refinished. He's your guy.
Yeah. You do a washer-dryer?
We can. I have time after this.
All right.
Well, great show plan today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's talk about a lot of this shit. It's going to be a fun show. I promise you guys. Let's do our plugs. KP, what do you got to plug?
Happy to be back, man. The rattlesnake bump I got on my special on YouTube, Escape from Jacksonville. Thank you to you boys.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah,
so
dude.
Check it out. Escape from Jacksonville. We're still taking, it's taking off on there. It's doing pretty well. About 20,000 views, I think.
I love it, dude. Good for you, dude. Fuck yeah, man. That's amazing. Good for you. Go check out KP Burke's special. Very, very funny. Boris Hiken, what do you got to plug?
Well, Bushwick Bears next Thursday at Cobra Club.
Sick.
Tomorrow night I'll be in Philly at the Fittler Club.
Sick. I'm in Philly tonight.
Huh,
nice. Not doing comedy. Going to see Coheed and Cambria with my son. First concert in Tim Butterly. He's bringing his kids. First concert my son's ever going to.
That's a cute one for a kid.
It is. Adorable for a kid. A little soft, but you know what are you going to do? Zach D'Amico.
August 27th, co-headline in Rochester with Chris Faga. We got to sell some tickets. Come out.
Yeah. story in my life, folks. I'll be down in Florida August 11th. I'll be at the West Palm Beach Improv. 12th, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm sorry, the 12th, I'll be in Tallahassee, Florida. 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. Go to lewisofskanks.com for all those tickets. Cleveland's coming up at the end of the month as well. Then all over, we'll be out on the road again. Me and Aaron Berg in September. We'll be at Colorado Springs. We'll be in Denver, Albany, Syracuse, a bunch of other shows constantly being added to the website. So go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for those shows and more. Keep on tuning in. Every Monday, we're giving away a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest right here on the Real Ass Podcast. So tune in live for free, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to sign in. You can just simply watch the show. But I should make it only for the subscribers, the contest.
Yeah, we should figure that out.
We should figure it out. We're going to do that. You should be subscribing. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. That's the big value, in my opinion. You can go binge watch all of the Real Ass podcasts. You can search for your favorite guests. Like, if you like Shane Gillis or Ari Shaffir or any of these guys, they've been on these shows, all of the shows, not just Legion of Skanks or Real Ass podcasts, but between the 21 shows on the network, that you'll see all of your comedians appearing over and over and over again. You can just simply use the search function and find all of their appearances on the various platforms and the various shows that we have on the network. Plus, you get early releases of the episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, plus access to the racist live chat. Let's see. I'm going to let Robin Buglio says Lewis rarely looks at his notes. Okay. Ricky Ricardo says fag.
Neither of those are much racism so far.
You're right, dude. This is not that racist. White
step it up, group chat.
Seriously.
No, I don't know. Yeah, not much racism yet, but we'll get there.
What are you doing in Jacksonville? What's the spot in Jacksonville?
It's like a nightclub or something.
I think it's Eclipse is where you're going to be at. Right?
Yeah.
That's a cool ass room, man.
Is it?
I'll tell my Jacksonville people. I have a militia I formed down there. So
please, dude. Tell them to fucking come out. We're going to sell out Jacksonville for sure. If you got a Tallahassee militia, who do we need a Tallahassee militia right now? God damn, do we need a Tallahassee militia? Jacksonville's doing pretty well so far. Tallahassee, not a lot of fans down there, apparently. Tallahassee, come the fuck out.
You gotta, like,
stand up.
Say that Jameis Winston is opening for you, quarterback.
Maybe we'll get Jameis Winston.
That's the move. Steal some crab legs, make some shit happen.
I love it, dude. Yeah, Jacksonville, it is Eclipse Night. Is it a cool venue?
Very cool.
Really?
Yeah, man. So you're going to have a good time. I'm going to send people, for real.
Crack Amico is going to be doing a set to open up for us, our rapper, and I want to make sure it's the right venue for it, and I think that's what we chose, that one, because that one is more of like a nightclub type vibe, right?
Without a doubt.
Okay.
It's either that or the Comedy Zone. I don't know if you're selling merch out in the lobby afterwards.
No. All right, so yeah, guys, let's fucking... Let's see. D-Bow85 says it's early. The racism has to build. J-Bones12 called me the N-word.
There it is.
Righteouser SS Keys says kikes.
Some people make excuses. Yeah. Others just step up to the plate.
All right. So let's get into it. Boris, we got to get to know you for a second. Who are you? What are you? What is this? What is this whole thing that I got here?
On theme, I'm a kike. Let's start there. Now, okay. I live in Brooklyn.
I like it. All right.
I'm married. I got a fresh baby.
You got a fresh baby. All right, now you're getting them fucking turned on. Calm down, racist live chat. 12-week
baby. A fresh white baby.
Nice. Let's see. Oh, so you have a brand new baby. 12 weeks old?
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Boris is actually, I adopted him to save him from the Ukraine. That's how I got here.
Is that where you're from originally?
That is where
I'm Ukrainian? From. Does it bother you that everyone took all of their Ukrainian flags out of their profiles? It was like a week. It was one week where people fucking cared. And then I think it was the problem. It was the war happened like 2 weeks before Gay Pride Month.
It's Roe versus Wade got overturned and stole all my shit.
Stole all the heat, dude. Nobody cares. I think it's probably worse for the Ukraine now than it ever has been before. They need more support and more love. People don't care.
No.
People are talking about racism at Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I don't really give a shit. I didn't really care that much about, like, I told people I was Russian up until, like, the war shit started, and then I'm like, all right, I'm Ukrainian now.
Right, okay, but is that a lie? You just said
No, I'm from Ukraine. It's just nobody knew what the
nobody
fuck Ukraine was.
What the
nobody
Ukraine was.
Until like the Chernobyl documentary came out, and that was the first one.
I dated a Ukrainian girl in high school, Victoria.
Nice.
And
checks out.
Yeah, she was Ukrainian. They call each other Yukis, U-K-E-Y,
Yuki. I've never heard that.
This is what they do, dude. Yeah. Like the little American Ukrainian societies, right?
It's just the catty girls in that school.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, there wasn't many Ukrainians. She did a thing called a... they gave her like a debutante ball when she was like 15 years old or 16 years old. And all these like fucking Eastern European Ukrainian bitches get dressed up like almost like it's a prom.
Was she Jewish?
No.
Oh, so she's like old Russian money, basically. It's a different like migration almost.
Okay, so you're from like poor, shitty, trash Ukraine, and she's from fucking...
Well, it's just a whole different migration pattern. Like, we came as like Jewish refugees. Like, we left because at the time it was the USSR, and like, you couldn't really be Jews in Ukraine. You weren't considered, or in Russia, rather, you weren't even considered Russian. Like, it said Jew on your passport.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was in like the 80s.
We came in 91.
This is way after Hitler was doing all of his work.
Yeah, 91.
Wow.
Soviet Union was like old school. I mean, all of Europe's anti-Semitic, you know, historically.
Yeah. Good place.
Have you guys thought about
Hitler
like,
wasn't so
you know, being more cool or something?
Ukrainians or Jews?
The Jews. Yeah. Well, look, a lot of...
Have you thought about annoying people less?
I don't want to... I'm not trying to be all fucking, you know, but you start to realize if everyone hates you, at one point you have to look in the mirror and
right,
say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's a common denominator
when
here.
When you point a finger, there's four more pointing back at you. I'm just saying.
Look, I'm not saying, like, I like Jews. I got no problem with Jews, dude. I've dated a couple of Jews in my day. I like them. They're solid. But a lot of people do have problems with the Jews.
That's true.
What do you think the problem is with Jewish people?
Follow up on
please,
that one.
KP, what do you think the problem is with Jewish people? Why do people, are they so against the Jews?
I think it's a combination. Are you looking for a sincere response? I think it's a combination of a lot of shit, but there's definitely some Jews that are like, I'm not going to say bring it on themselves, even though that's what you're looking for. But there's definitely like a culture of like, as a defense to some of that stuff, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where there's Jews that are very like, you can't marry non-Jews, and like they have their own, if you call yourself the chosen people, people are going to resent that. You
that
know
was
what I mean?
That was my biggest problem with the Jews
is that they call themselves the chosen people.
Not just calling themselves the chosen
kind of like
people.
Calling yourself the East Coast Joe Rogan. It's
no,
got a certain
no
era.
Dude, I'm a real ass dude, okay? It's and I got a bad
attitude.
You
just Joe Rogan dude.
No, dude. It's not even
Jaime, pull that up.
Not even, so imagine this.
Oh, that was quick.
Imagine that was actually fucking incredible. Hold on a second.
That was very fast.
Jaime is great. So if I was saying, so I call myself the East Coast Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I understand how cringy that is. That is comparable to calling yourself the chosen people. However, imagine I made a point to say, you are all not the East Coast Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Just so you know, none of you could be good enough to be the East Coast
You can't
Coast
even
Joe.
Convert to be an East Coast Joe Rogan unless on your mother's side,
that's
she
crazy.
Was an East Coast
and
Joe Rogan.
And then you're like, all right, dude, calm the fuck down. Why would I even want to be an East Coast Joe Rogan? Maybe I want to be a fucking East Coast Adam Carolla.
But you know what? That's like... It's the same as like my grandma, right? For my whole life was like, she prefer I marry a Russian Jew. And my wife is a Catholic, half Italian, half Irish. And eventually, she got old. She just wants me to get married. You know what I mean? And now she just wants to die. It doesn't even matter. But beyond that, that shit dies out, but it's not different than anybody else.
They give it up.
Yeah, but also, like, some ethnicities, I feel like, are given a pass for that kind of stuff. Like, white people, obviously, if you say, like, I want you to marry a white person...
I think American white people are the only people that are not given the pass to say that.
Yeah.
I think if you're Jewish, you're given the pass to say, I want my son to be with a Jewish person. I think
because you get the benefit of saying, well, I want to uphold traditions and culture.
Well, also, religion is actually, so when it's about race is a different thing. When it's about
but Jews
religion,
are part race, part religion is
it
the
is,
problem.
It is. It is. It is a cultural thing. It's a race. It's a religion. But
it's a problem.
I think the umbrella of religion sort of softens it, right? Because I'm not offended at all. If somebody said, I'm not offended by anything. I don't really give a shit.
Right.
But if there was somebody who's Catholic or Protestant or whatever, and they're like, yeah, I want my child to also be with somebody who was raised with those same values.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's even controversial, to be honest.
Because there's nothing wrong with sharing values. It's like, but your values theoretically
should
be.
But if your value is
your
skin color.
Right, exactly.
But also, my grandmother was not racist at all, but she had a great line. She was Armenian. I'm adopted. So, like, I'm all fucked up, too. You know, but I was adopted. So, my Armenian grandmother, when I was dating my first girlfriend, told me that I told her the last name of the girl. It was Cohen, which was short for Cohenelli. She was straight up like off the boat Italian. And then
well, Cohen sounds Jewish.
But when I said Cohen, I said she thought it was Cohen, like you just heard. Yeah. And my grandma just goes, "Oh, Kevin." there was some disappointment in the car, but yeah. No, they got Jews have like a Targaryen thing. They like
a what?
Keep a Targaryen thing, right?
What does that mean?
Like they keep it in.
That's the basis for System of a Noun.
That's
John Targaryen.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
No, they have like a bloodline thing, right? Isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Well, look at the ones in fucking Borough Park that you could tell they have a bloodline. there's some serious problems happening there.
Yeah, but, well, when I dated Karen, she used to live in a straight up hardcore Jew neighborhood in Brooklyn. And it was like you would drive through and they would look at you like you're not supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Birds, but Jews. They're just like standing on playground equipment.
Doggy, it's kind of crazy, dude. Yeah,
dressed head to toe in black in the heat of summer.
Who collects the rent in that neighborhood, I wonder?
They accosted. I lived with a buddy of mine like in on like Sterling by the park. And he was with his girlfriend at the time, who was Colombian, and they could just tell visibly he was Jewish and she wasn't. And some lady just fucking walked right up to him and just like started chastising him for being with her. And that he
it's
was
so
like,
funny because they're very ballsy. Like in my mind, where I grew up, I grew up in West Havishire, New York. We had a massive Jewish population, Hasidic Jewish population in Muncie, New York, which is the largest conglomeration of Hasidic Jews anywhere in the world, right? The Muncie, New York, it's fucking an entire town of Hasidic.
They got a good real estate tax game going.
Yeah, they really do.
Oh, yeah.
And they, I remember we would see them at the mall, and one time these Jewish like teenagers, maybe a couple years older than us, they were in Yiddish like talking shit to us, and we didn't really get it. And I was like, what the fuck are these clowns doing? You're Hasidic Jews. I couldn't wrap my head around Hasidic Jews being tougher than me and my friends. But for all intents and purposes, I think they thought they were. They were like, yeah, look at these fucking punk non-Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Just got holocausted. Literally just got holocausted.
But they will.
Yeah, when they're in the group, for sure. They're like, they're also.
I want to see Hasidic Jewish fighting. Hasidic Jews fighting. There's got to be a fucking... There's no video of it.
It happens in a closed room with lawyers.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I bet you there's a video of some Hasids jumping somebody, dude. How crazy is that?
I wonder.
That'd be great.
They're also, like, I guess there's different Hasids, but they, like, don't even consider... Like, they wouldn't consider me a Jew. You know what I mean? Like, they're a level of Jew where, like, you just got to fully be in
the cult.
I don't
even understand that, what Hasidics are. So what... Like, what is the equivalent, the Catholic equivalent or the Christian equivalent of a Hasidic Jew?
Amish.
Really?
Maybe.
That's good. That's good.
But you know what? I've compared it, and they're worse than the Amish, because the Amish at least don't use the stuff they don't produce. But, like, Hasids are on flights. Hasids go to doctors. They don't produce, like,
any
doctors.
Oh, we know
doctors.
They're on flights.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're
but
in
they
my
don't...
fucking seat.
Yeah.
Because they bought eight seats
they're
all over the plane,
kids.
But now they got to sit together.
Right. Because
I'm 23, and I got to sit with my mother. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but they don't produce any of those things that they consume. Whereas, like, at least the Amish just abstain fully. Most of them don't have, like, math.
They also will try to, like, fucking look for, like, little loopholes to, like, do shit. So it'll be, like, they'll use a stick to turn on a light in the house.
The Sabbath stuff. Yeah. I had neighbors in college that would ask me to press the start button on the microwave.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But they don't even learn math like in high school. They like study Torah, so the majority of them don't have like a full. But I'll tell you what, if you want a cheap apartment, I also lived in a Hasidic neighborhood, and I found it because there's still tons on Craigslist because they can't use smartphones.
Right.
But you can post on Craigslist via text. So there's still all these apartments that are like, as soon as they get shitty enough where they don't want them for their own community, they'll open them up for other people
for
and
comedians.
They're on Craigslist. Yeah, exactly. and they're poor wives that are stuck.
Let's see. You have a Hasidic Jew fight. I don't think they could fight. I would not be afraid. There could be 100.
Oh, this
100 Hasidic Jews could come at me, dude, and I would be like, "Let's fucking go."
I think I know what this is. Fighting police.
This isn't fighting the police.
Whoa. Oh, this is probably during COVID.
Oi, 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 oi. Yeah.
Modest Yahoo concerts just getting out of hand again.
That's a Coinstar machine, folks. Freaking out.
Jesus.
This isn't a fight. This is not It's also
they
brought in the woman.
That was Israel then.
This is how little they have respect for Hasidic Jews. They were like, bring in the lady cops.
Don't be afraid to touch them.
Let's bring in the lady force.
Put some riot gear on the meter maids. Jews are popping off.
They're coming. That was not impressive at all. That was the most violent Hasidic Jew fight you could find
on the internet.
That's pathetic. That is very, very sad.
They're gentle people.
Well, they also, like, they're insular, so I bet there are fights, but they, like, make sure all the video evidence is destroyed, you know what I mean? They keep it, there was a movie, like, a long time ago called The Stranger Among Us that was about, like, a murder that happens in the Hasidic community in Brooklyn, and it was, like, pretty realistic in the sense of, like, they don't like cops, they don't like letting anybody into the community.
Yeah, they want to take care of them. Well, it's also, exactly. That's religion in general, like, Catholicism, all that, like, child pedo shit.
We deal with it.
Yeah, they settle it. And also, by the way, I think the Hasids are fucking out there touching kids just as much as the Catholics.
Remember
Libby?
This had to be before 2010, there were posters everywhere for a missing little boy named Libby from the Hasi community. And I just remember my friend coming in, like, they found Libby. And we're like, woo! And then they go, in pieces. And he was in a dumpster because some guy fucked him, then freaked out. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to chop him up now. But you know, I remember Libby was like a huge, it was like, remember everyone was looking for that autistic kid, Avante, one summer?
I remember.
I remember everyone was looking for Libby for like 3 days. There he is. Look at a cute little guy.
He's got a hairline like Harrington.
I remember everybody was looking for Libby. There's posters everywhere.
They started at the hair. Yeah. That was when he just started chopping him up, but he just got the
hair.
That
must have been right when I moved to Brooklyn. I remember posters everywhere for Libby.
Well, there's a Jewish like summer camp that just got busted with like a bunch of like molestation shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then history with camps.
Yeah.
Zach, did you know about the Nazi camp, the summer camp in Long Island? I mean, this is a real thing.
No, I don't.
Did you hear about the Nazi camp? I was like, did I?
I can't stop hearing about it. That's all I hear about.
I applied to be a counselor. They wouldn't allow me.
I thought it was a little overblown. It was really. It was a tall tale.
They promise you one thing, you get another. But. No, there was in the 1930s, there was Nazi camps in northern New Jersey and two on Long Island. And the whole point of the camp was to foster a positive image of Hitler.
Are these the Long Island camps?
That's it.
By the way, shout out to fucking Harrington for producing the fuck out of the show today.
He's my boy. I love him.
No offense to Shannon, but she's up on her fucking high horse right now. We're talking about something. Within a second of us discussing, an image pops up.
He already had that saved to his desktop.
That's actually the background of the guest.
Yeah, kids.
No, Harrington's showing initiative, man.
I listened to KP's episode on American Loser about this, and I really enjoyed it, so I knew to bring it up.
Were they connected to the Bund?
They were. That was the German-American Bund. Yeah, Harrington's right, man.
Wow.
Bund.
You do a history podcast.
We do, yeah. Me and the old man talk. And my dad taught in North Jersey.
And it's your dad. Oh, that's a fun. That's a fucking great idea for a pod.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. We did Zach's show once, actually. One of the great episodes of the Spook Show.
That was fun.
But, it was weird. So he taught shop in North Jersey, and he actually walked around like one of the camps where they were. But the whole thing we were reading about, it was to foster this positive idea, like German pride kind of a thing. And I sat there in the research for it. I was like, the Nazis are bad. You shouldn't be a Nazi. And then they're like, but if you have blonde hair and blue eyes, they'd pair you up with a blonde hair, blue eyed girl so you could make more men. I'd be getting Taylor Swift pussy left and right.
Yeah,
like, I've never been called a master race before, guys. Yeah. Finally, someone notices all my qualities. It's just hard to turn them down, you know? I would have gotten swept up in the magic.
If Nazis took over society, like, what's that TV show?
The Man in the High Castle.
The Man in the High Castle. Yeah, if the Nazis won, if it was an alternative universe, like we're in the U.S. right now, you would be rich, you'd be powerful, you'd be crushing it right now.
All our stuff would be better engineered, too, rather than this Chinese bullshit, you know?
See? It's actually progressive.
I mean, appliances in every household.
When you watch the Man in the High Tower and you see what Long Island looks like, you're like, it's a better way. It's clean. Even, honestly, what the Japanese have done to the West Coast, it's pretty nice. It's pretty fucking nice. So I'm not going to sit here and hate on the alternative Nazi universe. I did not know about the Nazi camps on Long Island or in Jersey. That's crazy.
There was a building that, because my grandma told us about the Bund, and then my dad told us there's a building, possibly Jersey or North Bergen, where if you look at it dead on, you don't notice it. But when you look at it from the sides, there's swastikas in the brick.
Oh, shit.
And that was their meeting spot.
The secret spot with the big swastika in the brick.
You have to look at it from a certain angle. Like, if you look at it dead on, you don't see it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's. Did you deal with a lot of anti-Semitism growing up?
In Ukraine or in
anywhere
America?
In your life?
No, not really. I don't think so. In Ukraine, it was literally like legal restrictions. That's part of why we left. When I went back to visit there, I did
what
see swastikas.
What legally couldn't you do?
There were restrictions on how many Jews could go to certain schools. There, like any jobs, there were like specifications, and like in general, it started changing. Like the late 80s, a lot of the laws started changing and loosening up under Gorbachev. But like, still, like every
Mikhail.
Hmm? Yes.
He's on fire.
But like all,
I know you do a history podcast, but maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know what's going on.
Not
over
so
here.
Fast.
A little bit of history is happening over on the real
Mikhail thing on his head, Gorbachev.
Yeah.
So don't maybe get off your fucking high horse over there.
You're right.
KP,
will you come do the show?
I'll do your show, dude. I'll teach you about history. Get ask me anything. Give me some history trivia right now. I'll tell you
right now. Okay. How many presidents were assassinated?
Yeah. Hold on. One, two.
Say them out loud.
Hold on. Lincoln. John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Successfully or attempted?
No.
Oh, successful. There's four successful.
Shit, dude, I just answered it.
Answer four.
I thought three.
The answer's four.
You can't guess the last two.
I'll guess the last two. I got this. I got it.
How shitty were the other two?
That's the thing. We don't even care about them. One of them has a town in Jersey named after him.
Edison.
President Edison.
Was there not a president? Oh, no. That was the guy who made vacuums.
Steve Bayon.
Red Bank. President Red Bank.
Lord Hoboken. James Garfield.
God damn it. I was going to say that next, dude. Give me another hint on the other one.
He was killed on a Monday, by the way.
A Monday.
That's why they hate Mondays. And then the last one was I'll give you one hit. Teddy Roosevelt took over for him and just butt fucked the country into craziness.
Teddy Roosevelt took over for him. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was two
after.
Before that.
It was after, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Chester A. Arthur.
Close, no, man. Close. No. He's got a statue around here, actually. It was William McKinley.
Ah.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Why'd they kill him?
Some social, like crazy, like anarchist guy just shot him. And it was kind of weird.
It's crazy that they didn't do that to Trump. I'm not saying that
it's impressive.
Should have been. It's crazy that nobody, like, he was such a hated figure. Mm-hmm. It was like.
And people talked about it all
the time. I mean,
all the time.
On, like, morning shows, they'd be like, yeah, we should kill the president. I was like, we should, right?
Yeah.
Nobody cared, dude. And nobody tried to kill that guy. That's crazy to me.
Well,
I think half because they were pussies and half because they looked at Mike Pence and went,
exactly.
This ain't going to get better.
They start, your VP
right,
became assassination proof. That's why no one's touching Biden right now. They're just like, whatever that man needs.
We got to kill the vice president first.
Well, then it becomes the
Speaker of the House.
What is the order? So the vice president?
President, VP, Speaker of the House, and then majority leader?
And that like, so if like the president goes under for like surgery, like, and they put
the
him
VP.
Under, the VP is acting president, right?
Yeah.
Has to feel so, for like 2 hours, you're just like fucking doing crazy shit, dude. I'd be making people suck my cock in the Oval Office. Get on your fucking knees, you fucking whore. Come here.
Scandal ridden 17-hour presidency.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I do that in Guest Digital Studios.
Of a podcast,
I'm vice president of Guest
Digital.
Yeah, I
would have sucked your cock as vice president. That's pretty impressive.
And I hump all of my female employees as I walk into the studio every single day.
Dude, there was an article I read during, I guess it was like the first year of Trump, where, like, Lewis was right. It's... They gave the list of, here's how many people need to die for Nancy Pelosi to run America. It was nuts, man. They'd cover it on, like, Morning Joe. Like, there'd be a ticker at the bottom with, like, sports scores on it.
Yeah,
they're just giving a shit.
They didn't really give a shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and talk about one of our incredible sponsors here on the Real Ass Podcast, which is Zippix Toothpicks. If you guys are smoking cigarettes, which you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. But look, you're doing what you're doing. Maybe you can't smoke while you're at work. Maybe you guys are taking a long trip. Maybe you're just overall trying to cut back. Maybe trying to quit. Well, guess what? Zippix toothpicks are the answer, and I'll tell you why. They've supported thousands of people trying to kick the habit and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker.
It comes in 6 awesome flavors, including one that tastes like cloves. It's really, really good. And I just got to tell you personally, these things pack a punch, man. I couldn't believe what a little buzz I got off these.
Yeah, they really do. Dude, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, and I just, on Legion of Skanks, when we initially debuted them, I had it in my mouth to make it like a bit. And then within 30 seconds, I'm like, oh shit, dude, I'm high off of these Zippix toothpicks.
I'm high off this toothpick.
Yeah, dude. They really are great. They cost a lot less than cigarettes, and it's a no-brainer in my opinion. There's no smell, there's no smoke, there's no cigarette butts. Just go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and use the promo code ASS10, A-S-S-10, to save 10% off your order today. Once again, that is ZippixToothpicks.com. Use that promo code ASS10. All right, where were we? Yeah, anti-Semitism. My mother was anti-Semitic openly. She did not like the Jews. And it was a very strange thing. It's not like she encountered the Jews. This was a learned behavior. It wasn't like she was like dealing with a bunch of Jews in her life and was like, you know what? I'm just fed up. Because if that's the case, like if you're racist against black people because you're a white kid who grew up in the hood in the 80s with all black people beating you up and taking your bike every day, I don't blame you, dude. It's like, all right, dude, I get it. Like, these
it's
are the
just
people.
Just pattern recognition.
These are the people, dude. You know, like, I get it. But my mother didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother, like, she just was like, yeah, the fucking Jews. And I was like, what is the issue? I didn't even know I had ever encountered a Jew before until the first time I realized I encountered a Jew. I've told this before, but I'll tell you because you're Jewish. I was
buying insurance.
In art class in the sixth grade, we were cutting construction paper for an art project. And whatever it was, I cut the construction paper into like a spiral, and like I rubbed the scissors against it so it spiraled. Like
right.
It was whatever it was, and then I put them on my head and I went, uh-huh. "Oh, I'm a Jew! I'm a Jew!" And I did this to this girl, Barbara Ann Wittenberg, who I had no idea the whole time.
Yeah,
was a Jew. She was like, "I'm Jewish," and I was like, "Who? Who?"
But where are yours then?
you don't look like a Jew.
Neither the curls nor the horns.
Well, there was a kid. There was a Holocaust joke. Zach, you and me grew up in Jersey, man. You ever talk about Jewish people and then, but you do it outside of like the East Coast and people get nervous about you because when you talk about Jewish people with the casualness of bumping into them every day, versus like when I was in Jacksonville, I would let some occasional, this guy's going to Jew me down on this or whatever. And then people would be like, is KP a Nazi?
wait, in Jacksonville, they wouldn't be okay with you saying Jew down? I really thought they'd be okay with that.
They'd be
concerned.
They
just don't know it in the context of like friendly ribbing with Jews around.
Yeah, there's no, like Cartman would be a Nazi to them, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
Cartman was sort of a Nazi though. Like Cartman, you know, he wasn't saying it in a friendly, playful way.
He actually wanted to be a Nazi.
He didn't. He really didn't like that perhaps. Kyle was Jewish. He really like it was like he said it with a visceralness to him.
I might have had a bad
there he is.
I think
Harrington fucking rules. When did this happen? When did Harrington get good at producing?
He's on fire.
I said to leave the Believe You Me podcast to make Harrington a good producer. This whole time he just showed up fucking with an out of focus digitized camera. It's crazy. We got it.
There was a real episode of South Park.
Yeah.
There was a couple times he dressed up as Hitler.
It was after they saw Passion of the Christ.
That's that, and he dressed up as Hitler for Halloween once, and they made him watch a video, like a PSA of don't dress up as Hitler. So then they gave him a ghost sheet, and he was a Klansman.
That's hilarious. The good old days. Let's talk about this day in history. What are we up against today, Harrington? I might have Harrington start producing the show instead of Shannon. I've decided. I think we need to mix things up here. Right. Shannon's listening to this right now, crying with a tear, one tear going down her face.
Shannon's on an airplane, ambient out of her mind.
Nice.
Oh man. So there's a good one and a bad one.
There's a good one and a bad one.
Yeah. We have a couple notable things that happened in history today.
All right. So give me the good one first. Something positive.
First time Bugs Bunny ever appeared in full form in a cartoon, 1940.
Oh, that's fun. And Bugs Bunny was sort of anti-Semitic.
The whole thing was at that point, right?
Yeah, dude. Cartoons back then were just very like, you know,
rad.
It's kind of funny because like we were like against the Germans. But it was never really about protecting those Jews. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not like Americana. Like it's like we must go protect the Jews. It's almost like don't let that motherfucker get too powerful. He's doing wild shit. First of all, it's like he took our idea. Like we were gonna actually exterminate the Jews.
He beat everybody. Yeah, Russia too. I mean, Russia was on our side at the time, but
yeah, they did not like the Jews. It had nothing to do with Jews. The World War II. I'm telling you right now, I've never heard anybody in the history of America be like, oh, dude, we got to go protect those Jews.
We got to save the Jews.
It was more about, like, we can't let the Germans get too powerful. The Jews were sort of, like, just something they were doing.
We turned down, there's, like, a famous story, you probably know about this, there was, like, a ship of Jews that they, like, brought to America that we didn't allow to dock here and was just, like, sent back to Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, they wound up getting killed on that one, too. We were pretty cozy with Germany. It was Japan we were kind of pissed off at because they were doing it was an oil thing.
They were also doing a ton of fucked up shit. Japan used to be, like, super brutal in China. Like, they ran, like, scientific Nazi-type experiments before the Nazis did.
Yep, because they were all
messed. And we had our own concentration camps for the Japs, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing, I remember learning that in, like, the fifth grade. And then just being like, they taught us that but they didn't say they were concentration camps.
They're internment camps.
They weren't as bad.
I don't know.
That's all George Takei talks about. My family was placed in internment camps.
I was getting my dick sucked at 16 in an internment
camp. We were experimenting ourselves.
What we really found was ourselves.
Bugs Bunny debuted 103rd anniversary. That's another one I see. All right, so Bugs Bunny debuted. Can we see the first Bugs Bunny? Can we see the debut, please?
I just moved to Bugs Bunny as Hitler.
This guy's one step ahead.
Bugs Bunny as Hitler's great, too. There was a time when the cartoons would get weirdly political.
Oh, very much so.
Animaniacs was very political. You ever watch Animaniacs? They like were. It was like straight. Like you watch.
They had jokes, gags.
There's Tim Dillon and.
I can't believe how quick he found it.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining one of those center of gravity silhouettes where he just has a giant dick tucked up under his gun.
Isn't the original Bugs Bunny basically kind of a caricature of a black guy, though?
Is that the original Bugs Bunny?
That's interesting.
That's what this is saying. 75 years ago from, it was a few years back. This is the article.
Yeah, but like some of his like mannerisms and stuff were based off of black stereotypes.
Harrington, we can do video, right? We have a multimedia platform.
Do they say that about the Cat in the Hat, too? That the Cat in the Hat is supposed to be a black guy who's like, if you look at like, if you interpret it a certain way, he's got his clothes and like, you know, why work when we can have fun all day and all this shit? It's supposed to be that Dr. Seuss was crazy racist.
You know, and, my bitches, thing one and thing two. Jesus.
Good at rhyming.
I think there's a whole book about how the Cat in the Hat is supposed to be an allegory for black people.
Nice.
Damn.
Let's hear it. Let's get some volume on it. This looks pretty
good. There's like an annoying narration over it.
Oh, there's a narration. I see. All right, thank you. He does have sort of black guy side profile.
Yeah, his big long ears for hearing. Buck teeth.
I don't have any problem with that. That's a great thing to be up against. I feel like we could beat that. Debuting a Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny's not relevant anymore. I'll be relevant substantially longer than Bugs Bunny will be relevant. Guaranteed. Once I'm dead and gone, they're going to talk about me. It's going to be a thing. I promise you. In the future, they're going to be like, that was like one of the last fucking guys trying to do anything. It's going to be a thing. I promise you. Wait till it happens. Wait till I die.
Firm agree.
I talk about Bugs Bunny that way now, though.
Yeah. But like that guy, you know, he wasn't that much of a Nazi.
Bugs fuck Jason Ellis.
And what else are we up against, Harrington?
The Chicago Race Riot of 1919.
The Chicago Race Riot of 1919. Is that a big one?
Yeah, it went what a few happened? Days.
Which race?
Black people were just... a black man was killed. He was stoned and then drowned in a lake.
Wait, he got high and then drowned?
No, got hit with rocks.
They've stoned him like it was... Yeah. Like it was.
They're not good at swimming when they're not high.
Like it was ancient times or today in Pakistan.
Exactly. And then they drowned him in the lake because he was swimming in a whites-only area.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. Back then, to be fair, they thought that the blackness could come off their skin.
Like a sheen in the pool.
Contaminate the rest
of then it would just be floating on the top like Creepshow 2.
Yeah, dude, no. Sludge. At the end, you beat it. Like, I beat you.
That kind of connects back to the Jews because it sounds like kind of the Crown Heights riots type situation.
Yeah. Why? What did that happen there?
I think it started where a rabbi or some like, yeah, I think a rabbi hit a black kid with his car, but the rabbi also had a heart attack and one of those Jewish ambulances came and they picked up the rabbi and just left the black kid to die.
No way.
Yeah. And so I think like in response, too, a bunch of people maybe like killed a Hasid or something like that. And then that whole area just started like bubbling over.
Nazis were just shaking fucking porta potties while black people are hitting them in the head.
Yeah, well, because there's like West Indians, I think, and the Hasids are like right next to each other in that community for a long ass time. And that's another thing is like, I think on the down low, a lot of these like Hasids get like black prostitutes in Crown Heights, or they did a lot in like the 80s and 90s. So there was a lot of interaction.
Every dominatrix I know that's worked at a dungeon is like, has a Hasid, as says Hasids fucking.
Is this racist?
I love it.
So there's a guy, a Hasid came in yesterday to my jiu-jitsu class.
He read the side wrong.
He came in, and I don't know how I would feel about rolling with him.
Because he stinks?
Because he probably stinks. I'm going to be an asshole here. This is nothing to eat. Like,
no, in the summer.
Even his big fucking beard, dude. Like if you got a big old fucking beard, nothing to do with your religion, dude. It's just a lot. Like, I got to have a fucking big sweaty beard in my mouth and fucking, it's, you know... It's a little bit...
There's other jiu-jitsu people with big-ass beards, though.
Not too many. If somebody had a big sweat... Like, the sweat sopping up in their beard would start to fucking bug me after a little while. But I don't know this guy in particular, but I've noticed in the past that a lot of fucking Hasids that I've interacted with are wearing these big, heavy coats. It's fucking August, dude. It's hot as hell. They just... They're smelly bastards.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I'm just saying a lot of them that I've dealt with.
I bet there's wealthy ones that have a new suit for every day and maybe. Blah, blah, blah. But the ones that are like, you know...
Just the ones that I've been in an elevator with. Yeah. It's never been good.
And he's been shopping at Century 21.
I mean, is this even racist? Can I say that Hasids stink? This is not a racist thing.
No, yeah, non-stinky ones aren't taking elevators with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
They're just nicer elevators.
I'm just saying, I would, if they would have matched me up with this guy, he was taking a free class too. He's taking, of course, he's taking a trial class. I'm like, dude, he's not even really committed to the sport. I got to fucking.
I hope he do Krav Maga, just fuck you up.
You get a free pass to commit a hate crime in there, though. You know what I mean?
That's true. Just keep on choking. Like,
please stop screaming, Jew.
This one's for the financial crisis of 2008.
Yeah, so, but is that racist that I would have been less likely to, I wouldn't have said no, but I would have been less likely to volunteer and move forward to...
It's not racist. You see them on playgrounds, head to toe in 90 degree heat and like fucking black suits, you know what I mean?
I mean, the guy also kind of looked sweaty. He came in already looking sweaty, and I'm like, dude, like, you get sweaty in the class, you don't walk in sweaty, that's crazy. Like, and I sweat my fucking. I feel bad for people who have to train jiu-jitsu. I won't train with girls. Like, they make me sometimes, and I look at them like, I'm sorry, because I'm gonna. The amount of sweat that comes off my body, it's wild. I just pour sweat in a whole other fucking way. Harrison, you train with me. Have you ever seen anybody sweat as much as me?
It's disturbing.
Byron, stop just putting your hands up like you train with me. You've trained with me twice. You're like, oh, I do. Byron, you don't fucking train, dude. Byron trained twice. We did a drill yesterday where I said, Byron, mount me, and let's see how you can last in jiu-jitsu with me. And then I got him into guard, and I was trying some specific things, and then Diego was like, oh, yeah, time over. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't get him. And he's bragging about surviving with me. So now I'm going to – the next time we try, I'm going to fucking – I promise you it's going to be a violent video. We're going to put it all on video. I'm going to put him out clean. I'm going to ground and pound him. We're going to do MMA training. He's got to – You don't talk shit. You also don't talk shit after training, dude. That's a fucking faux pas. You don't talk about what happens on the mats. And I hear him bragging to the people here at Gas Digital that he beat me in jiu-jitsu. It's a crazy fucking thing that Byron's doing. He's telling people that he beat me in jiu-jitsu. Ooh.
You don't tap and tell.
You don't tap? Well, I didn't tap. Don't fight, you know, first of all, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, but he's telling you didn't tap.
Look, dude, I'm just fucking...
I didn't hear no bell.
It's happening now, dude. It's fucking happening. You know, but also I would feel the same way about,
a smelly person, a fanny racer.
It's really about a fat, smelly person just in general.
Was he also fat?
He's a little chunky. He's a little chunky, but there was another fucking, this guy might not be Jewish. This guy looks like a Hasid, right? He does look like one. He's got like a big beard and he's got a big old
That's Action
and
Bronson.
Looks kind of dirty. And I remember he came in with his gi, and his gi was just like had like cat hair all over it. And I was like, I'm not rolling with this guy. He's got cat hair all on his gi. It's fucking psychotic. I was like, I'm not doing it. And then I saw him, like, he went outside without his shoes and he walked to his car through the parking lot with his bare feet. And I'm like, dude, you can't just come on the mats with your... I almost said something. I almost Karen'd this fucking guy and said something, and I opted out, and I decided not to. But I was like, that's crazy. You can't just walk through a parking lot and pick up whatever weird, dirty shit that's in the parking lot and then walk on the mats with your fucking dirty feet. So
I agree with you, but Lewis, you are such a suburban mother. Yeah. I almost said something. I almost told the instructor.
I did.
Fucking old watch woman.
Well, no, dude, not for nothing. I'm not being an asshole here. When you do jujitsu, there's a responsibility that you have with other people. And this is like...
To not give them fucking ringworm and crazy shit.
You can't be dirty,
spray
dude.
That shit down, right?
You can't be dirty. You have to really... You have to clean your body. Every time I go to jiu-jitsu, I try to shower before I go. I shower... Like, if I didn't... I'd shower in the morning if I didn't shower right before I went. But I will always use mouthwash. I always clip my nails right before I go. Because you scratch people, you get dirt under your nails, dude. It's extremely... Dude, it's fucking wildly intimate in terms of, like, how close your bodies are. The point of all of this is, though, that I sweat... Like, my head just pours like a faucet. So if I'm losing against somebody in jiu-jitsu and I get on top of them, what I will do is I'll aim my nose to where
it's like waterboarding.
Yeah, dude. I'll literally just pour liquid into their fucking nose and mouth while they're doing jiu-jitsu with me as a trick that I do against people that are better than me at jiu-jitsu.
Outside of gay clubs, that's got to be like a monkeypox hot zone right there.
Yeah, dude. It really is. Well, the fact is nobody in jiu-jitsu was getting COVID. I mean, they were, but nobody was getting sick and dying. You have an extremely healthy population. We're talking about groups of people. During the pandemic, that's when I really started training, and I was going down to Gracie, New Jersey, in Central Jersey, Mickey Gall's gym. And I remember, dude, it was a point that the instructor made. He was like, look, nobody's getting sick. Nobody's dying. Everyone's coming in, and you're rotating people like – you couldn't be any more close. It couldn't be any more contact. And everybody was fucking... I don't know a single person who was doing jiu-jitsu that died. I'm sure it happened. But I didn't hear of anybody getting really sick from COVID or dying.
Doesn't Rogan talk about some jiu-jitsu or MMA guy who like maybe trained too quickly when he was still recovering and got some...
There was a guy who had lung issues that had issues like coming back... but I mean, then I think that only becomes really apparent with an extremely... athletic part of the population. I think a lot of people probably have lung issues from COVID, right? Or it's not even from bronchitis, from the flu earlier on, right? I think that's a regular thing that happens, right? You sort of have issues with like your lung recovery. I think for the extremely athletic population where he's trying to go five-minute rounds, he's trying to, you know, spar 10 rounds.
He's like pushing himself and straining himself.
You really know where your body's at. They have a real understanding. He's like, dude, this isn't what I can do. Like, I know where my max capacity is. You or I, the average person, isn't trying to reach their maximum potential physically. We're just walking around. We're living life. We're fucking, you know, we're doing podcasts.
That is my maximum capacity. Zach, I'm operating on all levels right now.
Zach at all times is really exhausting everything. You have no idea, dude. His cardio, his muscular strength, like everything at all times is working overtime. All right, so let's talk about... I like the fact that we haven't gotten into really any of these stories. We're 45 minutes into the show already.
Sorry.
It means that it's a good dynamic. Okay. That's a great... listen, that's how you podcast. You know, it's a good show. We haven't had to go to the fucking sheet.
I like it. I feel good then.
Yeah, you got to feel good. Don't feel self-conscious. Okay. Brazilian influencer is prepping for the country's annual Miss Bum Bum pageant by having sex 5 hours a day, 4 days a week. Is a woman?
Yes, she is.
Is she toit or noit?
Do you want to toit or noit? Was she born a woman? You said Brazil.
She's probably toit, right? Ladies and gentlemen, toit or noit. Let's go. It's time for toit or noit. Is this bit toit? Is she noit? You let me know.
Oi. Yeah, pictures
are toit. Could be
I didn't know we were doing this.
He's pretending not to have the photo ready.
Wow. Harrington is fucking crushing. He's just running laps around all of our producers. Natalie's deer in headlights right now. I told her one thing that wasn't planned. She's freaking out right now. She's crying. Everyone in the booth. Just everyone knows she's actually crying. She's...
Oh, good God.
Do it or no.
Let's see. Shower. Oh, toit. Hell yeah, dude. Wait, is it a dude?
That's the problem with Brazilian girls. You have to wonder.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Toit all the fucking...
Is that a Brazilian thing?
Oh, that's why it wasn't on toit or noit, because she's obviously toit. There's no reason to even debate it.
No. Yeah, this was a no-brainer. She is competing in this, though. She says her plan to get in shape for this contest is to have sex 5 hours a day, 4 days a week.
That is just her being a smart marketer.
It's good PR, yeah.
Yeah, that's just a... Yeah.
No, Brazil.
Yeah. What's the Miss Bum Bum? What is the Miss Bum Bum competition, and how do I become a judge? The Bum Bum pageant. Why don't we do some sort of hot, sexy pageant with whores for us?
All right. No objections?
What do we do?
So this contest
we
happens...
We did.
When we did the contest, that was different. That was to get me laid at a wedding. This is different.
This happens every year in Brazil. It comes with endorsement deals up to $50,000 starting. And then, obviously, you know, if you have the title of Miss Bum Bum in Brazil, which means the
who's
nicest ass in all
who's
Brazil.
Last year's Miss Bum Bum? Can we please see the 2021 Miss Bum Bum? Because I'll be the judge of this.
Okay.
I'll let you know if it's a nice ass in Brazil. Brazilians are known
for nice
their
asses. Yeah. Nice which dress. I was going to say, that girl looked hot, but she didn't look like a Brazilian bum bum winner. Even from the front.
She had an okay.
I feel like I could tell
her
from the front.
Her ass was okay. Her ass was fine. It wasn't
bonkers. She looked thin. Her thighs looked very thin. Not to judge. She's a beautiful woman, but, well, you know, just for a Miss Bum Bum competition.
It's not necessarily about the thighs.
But there's a correlation.
Mm-hmm. I like Boris. I'll tell you right now, Boris fits in very well around here. Harrington, this was your doing, right?
No, this was all Shannon. Shannon's super producer.
This is Miss Bum Bum last year.
This is Miss Bum Bum 2021. She
hell
got
yeah,
her
dude.
Ass insured for $100,000.
Can we see more photos of this whore? Let's see. Because Miss Bum Bum also has to have a nice face. The woman with a nice ass in the world does not have a nice face, probably. So this is a little bit of a full package type thing.
They should just judge it through a giant
beautiful.
Glory
very
hole.
Beautiful. She's very beautiful. Look at her. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, dude. She's fucking wild.
Are you ever nervous, though, when they bring these up that there's going to be like someone we know that follows them and comments on all the pictures? Like, it's going to be Ralph Sutton saying, so beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
That would be the fair way to judge an ass contest. It's like a hole and you only see the ass. It's an unfair advantage if you're pretty, too, you know?
Can't have it all. It's getting greedy.
Yeah. What about the nicest pussy contest? Ladies, send in your pussies. It's a Big J and Ralph contest. This would be something they would do on an SCR show. I like it, actually. It's not a bad contest.
You have to have two categories, though, innies and outies.
The nicest vagina. Mm-hmm. That is actually a great contest. Damn it. What if we did a nicest cock and nicest vagina? Remember we did it on Skanks, we did a cock collage where we had like 100 fans send in their cock and we made it a piece of art out of it.
I sent in for that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was beautiful. We should find that.
Everyone's cock. It just makes the World Trade Center. It's a 9/11 memorial.
Mosaic. If you zoom in closely, that's the cock of everyone that died on 9/11.
Yeah, Miss Bum Bum. Good for her.
I think Chris Italia was at the bottom of this cock. Save the people.
Pete Davidson's dad is the lowest cock.
Cocksaw right on top of Mr. Davidson.
Let's see. Indie man shoots and kills his ex-wife himself after she posted about their marriage woes on TikTok. What were the woes?
Indian? That's not a Pakistani guy? I thought I heard about that story.
Yeah, sorry. It is Pakistani.
They don't like it. They don't like it when you confuse their murderers.
Yeah, no, that's on me. I'm a dum-dum.
Harrington's going to enter the dum-dum contest. who's got the smallest brain?
So this woman posted on TikTok about issues in her marriage, essentially, you know, saying that they're, I'll bring them up here, the TikToks. She was like, finally had our dream Southeast Asian wedding, but ended up marrying just another toxic Southeast Asian man. He saw this, drove from...
I'll show you toxic, bitch.
Well, foreshadowing.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
He drove from Amarillo, Georgia to Illinois to apparently wanted to reconcile the marriage. It ended in...
She Illinoised him.
ended in a murder-suicide.
Wow.
So that happened with the kid in high school that I hated the most. He was... it's a true story. He... Like, my mom was always like, oh, you should be nice to him. He's, like, from a divorced family. He's just moved to the town. And then this guy went out, and we all hate him. I said he was no good for the longest time.
I could tell why his family's in ruin.
Exactly. But we found out about it. I hadn't paid attention to him in years. Then I find out that he was dating this super hot Arab chick out in Texas. Like, smoking hot girl. And then apparently he...
He was a white guy?
No, he was Persian or whatever. We would call him...
He was a rug?
Yeah.
That's Iranian.
Yeah, right? Iranian. Yeah, it's a. But we so we all like tortured him in high school about a lot of stuff because he was a giant asshole. And then
we tortured him about his race. Acting like he was the asshole when you guys were just big.
There are Persian Jews, by the way, also.
That's correct, dude. This kid, he was like one of those asshole kids. It was a classic like dynamic of like he was getting into like mysticism and stuff like that or whatever. Then he moves out. He changed his personality, like classic divorced kid thing. New personality every couple of weeks. So I think his last incarnation, if you will, was a Lakers fan. He was Persian Lakers fan, you know, designer sunglasses, BMWs. And he bragged about the BMW on social media all the time. And then the BMW photo showed up in the crime report on like the police blotter of this vehicle was seen leaving the site of a murder of two girls in Texas. So this dude got into a fight. I guess he was trying to get back with the girl. And then the girl's sister got in his face about something. So he shot and killed the sister, then shot and killed his girlfriend. Then like 3 days later, we were all my high school class reunion was happening online at this moment. Everybody was gathered together to watch it, you know, like following his Facebook and stuff like that. His Instagram, he's posting weird cryptic stories. And then he offed himself in Houston, Texas in a hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Called my mom and told her I was right all along.
I will say the silver lining to this is some kind of real world repercussions to people just bitching on TikTok. There was literally something that happened. I had a bunch of friends that threw a party in Bushwick. It was like a movie film festival thing, and like they had a fire hydrant out, and this fucking girl that was like working with them, that they had like helping out, that they like invited into the community, did a TikTok that was just like, I stumbled upon this party in Bushwick and it was just a bunch of privileged white people. It looked like a scene out of Girls. This one is blah, blah, blah. And just like shitting on everybody that like just welcomed her in. She ended up like taking it down or whatever, but it's just like everybody just, who knows what the reality here was, you know what I mean? Like maybe he wasn't toxic beforehand, maybe they're both fucking toxic, and
well,
she was
the thing.
Posting
a lot
for clout.
There's a lot of that with on TikTok specifically.
They reward people.
They reward for clout. You want to look for that story. You want to be look for being a victim. You don't really know how much of it's true. You can really edit anything to make it look and tell that story, right?
Right.
If you wanted to just show white people, you can just show videos of just white people, right? Like as simple as that.
There was a black person running that party, by the way. It was literally
We talked about this with you know, the racist Sesame Street characters a few episodes ago, right? It's like...
Sesame World.
So they regularly... there's like a bunch of videos of them ignoring black kids and like hugging white kids.
I didn't know anything about this, and I wore a Sesame Street shirt to go see an apartment a few days ago.
That's hilarious.
And the realtor was black, and both him and my realtor are like, did you hear about this racist Sesame Street thing? I had no fucking idea. I'm literally repping Sesame Street the day it happened.
Well, yeah. So the point is, though, like, I can, if I want to simply just go through all of the videos of Sesame Street characters hugging children, you can find them.
A pattern.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you can find a pattern. I'm just saying I can easily create whatever story I want.
You can create a narration.
I can create the narration that they only hug Asians. I can create the narration that they, you know, that they're.
If you only look at some Holocaust footage, you can put together a very convincing story.
All right. So let's see.
The greatest weight loss clinic ever.
Let's see. Wild booze. Fueled party, pool party with twerking bikini clad girls, dwarf and DJ turned subway train into crazy party over the weekend. What is this? What is this, Harrington?
Oh, I think I saw something.
I saw this too.
Are there some real ass dudes?
No, it's some real ass chicks.
Real ass chicks, okay.
Is this the slip and slide?
Yep.
I would be so annoyed.
This is on the New York City subway.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in New York City, so they're drinking on the subway.
What are they promoting, is my question.
They were just being big booty chicks
No, there's got to be something more to it. They got to be.
I thought that was Sergio Chacon for a second.
I mean, that rules. I have no problem with this. What is the problem with this? Who would have a problem?
What time and day was this?
This is less annoying than the Showtime dancers.
Oh, this is much better than the Showtime dancers.
Yeah. This is 7 a.m. on a Monday.
Cavassier, hell
if you're bringing your kid on a subway, I don't care what happens to you or your family. Okay, how about that? How about that? Don't fucking bring your kid on a New York City subway.
I think it's definitely to promote this liquor, right?
This is the best thing to happen on a New York City subway ever. Somebody was shot to death a month ago. Multiple people. There was a mass shooting on a subway. This is as good as it gets. This is the far extreme, dude.
I take back my original statement. This looks fun.
Yeah, this looks fucking awesome, dude.
I like to imagine right before this, someone was trying to do one of those ambush subway comedy shows. And then this started.
That's awful. That's way worse. This is just like you go, all right, this is silly. They're fucking big booty black girls dancing around me right now. If you know,
it's all in good fun.
I gotta go. It's all in good fun
here. This is great.
You know what? Fuck it. Real ass dudes of the week. Those bitches. I like it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
I like it.
Were they promoting that liquor that they were pouring in everybody's mouth?
Doesn't say that. And
this we're trying to create like a TikTok shit.
That would
right?
be genius.
Promoting the bum bum contest.
And, which, by the way, that's a great, by the way, great marketing scam. Get the fucking ad guys on. Tell them we'll go do weird viral shit like that with Kratom. We'll go fucking take Kratom in the middle of a subway, dude. Just start slugging it down. Everyone just falls all over the floor.
We're sliding on a passed out Shannon.
Yeah, dude.
Across the subway floor.
Let's go, dude. Fucking poor Natalie has to fucking shake her little flat ass.
Like the Raisins girls on South Park.
Dude, let's do it. I think it's a great idea. I'll do shit like that. I'm a fucking sellout. Let's
How
go.
How long would it take a legal team to serve a cease and desist if you were to negative ads for a competitive product? Like if you had like toothpaste, like if you wanted to work with Crest and then like one of the other companies, you would just hold like that in your hand while you punched a woman in the face or something.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
Well, that's the Bernays theory of product recognition, right? So you're kind of
Edward Bernays.
There it is.
I just read that.
Oh, I love Bernays. My favorite sauce on a steak.
The medium is the message. No. Propaganda.
My favorite.
I read his book, Propaganda.
Sauce on a steak. I'm here, guys. Oh, I'm here.
Bernays, I enjoy the film about the weekend with him.
This show rules. I don't care what anyone says, dude. It's real ass. It's funny. It's real. It's informative. We got it all, dude. We got it all.
Every base is
Zach favorite. Is fast. He's got a fast brain in there.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm online. Dude, this maybe you haven't heard. Real Ass Podcast is under the radar, the funniest podcast out there. I mean, Legion of Skanks crushes it every time, but we do 3 episodes a week. We're very consistent. We have no off episodes.
Yeah. No, I've done stuff with Zach. I know he's very sharp, but he's the quickness today is very impressive.
Yeah. No, I say this is a slow day for you, Zach.
Yeah, no, it's the secret is I do Lewis, so I think of the dumbest joke, and then I just do it in Lewis. Yeah.
But if you can get it's there great. So quickly before it even enters the mind.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of everyone's. You figured out the formula on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, I don't think of the funniest joke.
You think of the dumbest joke and do it in my voice, and it's hilarious. Yeah.
If I had said it in my voice, it would be silly.
You know better.
All right, let's see what else is on this list. This is fun. What a fun show, guys. We're having fun here. Make sure you guys come, please. Tallahassee, Florida. I'll cancel it. You think I won't cancel it? The 20 people that bought tickets are going to be devastated. I wish it was 20. If we were at 20, I wouldn't cancel it.
What is it, birds? There's an oyster place that does comedy out there. That's how much they respect comedy.
I got to look at the venue. Look it up on my website. What is the venue name? It's on my website.
Well, Jacksonville. Chris Buck, hear the message I'm sending you right now. Chris Buck, activate the militia. Go see Lewis and Berg.
Chris Buck.
You're at Signature Lounge.
Signature Lounge in Tallahassee, dude. Pull up Signature Lounge on the screen. Is there a picture? Let's see how beautiful this place is. What is Tallahassee like? What can we do in Tallahassee? Tallahassee.
You're in the panhandle.
I don't know what that means, dude. You ask for money from people? Yeah. That's what I have to do?
Tallahassee's weird. It ain't bad. Jacksonville's going to be more fun.
Well, that's why there's more fucking people coming to Jacksonville. What is there to do in Tallahassee? Please look that up as well.
There will be strip clubs, I guarantee it.
Strip clubs? Yeah. Dude, guys, make it a trek to fuck Jacksonville. Make it a trek to Tallahassee. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do something special in Tallahassee. First of all, we're bringing Paco down. Okay, so.
No question. Tallahassee strip club. Are we talking just meth white women?
So Tallahassee.
Can you get a steak?
Tallahassee and Jacksonville are interesting because they're both college towns.
Okay.
So you're getting dropout college girls.
Okay.
As well as white trash.
I can't get regular girls. They got to be fans, comedians, or comedy club waitresses.
That's mine too. Yeah,
that's the only thing I can get.
The demo.
Yeah, I can't walk up to a chick. I hit on a chick recently. I mean, not recently. It was. Where were we? I was somewhere in the world. I can't. I'm about to get myself in trouble. I don't remember when this was. All right.
Where in my timeline was this?
I do think of things like an
Years
Avenger.
Years ago, but not that long ago.
I think of things like Doctor Strange. I think of things in timelines and alternative universes and what could get me in trouble, what was reality, what was not reality.
Last week in the multiverse where Lewis is not with anyone.
Time is a flat circle, baby.
The multiverse of madness is my life. Dougie, I'm telling you right now, you don't understand the stress that you live once you're traveling through the multiverse on podcasts.
Yeah, it's Lewis sitting Indian style in the air with texts with different whores.
I'm telling you, man, it's a stressful way to be, dude. You do not want to fuck around with space-time continuum shit, all right?
No, dude. Another universe, Legion of Skanks, is actually the Supreme Court in a very cool America.
What is Tallahassee? What is it? Tell me. Talk to me about it.
College town.
I have a list of the 25 best things to do.
All right, good. Hit me with them.
Florida's Historical Capital Museum.
Right. What?
Capital Museum.
The Capital Museum. Not happening.
The Goodwood Museum and Gardens.
Nigga, you say museum again, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Say it again. Say that word one more time. I'm going to come in that fucking booth. It's making me angry right
Listen,
now.
Listen, we understand you want to go to a museum. There's a lighthouse.
What else?
A historic railroad.
All right. That's fun.
They're all everything but without the word museum.
There's a blues club.
Okay. That's all. Now we're getting there, dude. Yeah. We'll go see
wait. It's a blues museum.
No, don't say that.
You go right past that one. You could golf.
Dude, I'm so bad at golf. I've played Top Golf before. I've never played a game of golf. What'd you say?
Berg golfs, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think so.
Yeah, Berg's a big golfer.
Yeah.
Well, he's tiny.
Yeah.
I don't golf, but Top Golf is fun. That's a smart business.
Berg actually plays miniature golf. Like it's real.
It's called miniature golf when he plays.
It's a 4.5 iron.
Hard getting out on the links. I caught at the windmill.
Doggy, now, I've played Top Golf one time. If you don't know what Top Golf is, it's like essentially like golf meets bowling, I want to say.
Darts.
There's food.
Darts.
There's
okay,
booze.
That's a better way to put it. I guess, yeah, you're right. So you score points by
driving.
Yeah, it's a driving range, but you score points by driving into certain like areas. There's holes you can hit, and there's like, different.
And there's floors to it. So you're like.
Yeah. So you can be higher up, and there's booze, there's wings, there's decent food. It's like almost like TJ Fridays, Dave and Buster's like,
yeah,
sort of vibe in terms of like.
There's one in my hometown that place prints money. It's just always fucking packed.
It's always packed.
Crazy.
I've gone twice in my life. I think both times was with a chick. Both times it fucking sucked, dude. My back starts to hurt. Yeah, it's this right here. Have you played this, Harrington? You would love it. I think, Harrington, this would be something you would really get into.
I just remembered a tweet of yours about this.
What did I tweet?
You tweeted, if you're good at Top Golf, you're racist. And I sat there and went through my like, oh, shit, this checks out. This is
That is true.
This is legit.
I remember tweeting that now. That is very true. Because I am not good at Top Golf, and I am racist. So I can recognize both categories
game
from a different perspective.
Game.
Dude. I know what's going on at all times. And I was terrible. And my back starts to hurt. I don't know how to... Whatever it takes to fucking... That shit? To rotate around to where, like... It's supposed to be like the tip of your golf club goes in a smooth, like, pattern.
You got to keep your arms straight, they say.
Doggy, I don't even know. I can't even explain to you how it works. What, like, I'm not... It's just... It's infuriating, dude. And I played chicks both times, and I look like a fool. I look like a fool, dude. And they're just crushing me at it, dude. And I'm sweating. I'm pouring sweat for some reason because it's always hot.
Then I stand over them and I make them sweat go in their mouth.
So then they can't play.
Golfing. I just ordered Pop Darts. Not Pop Tarts, Pop Darts.
What are Pop Darts?
It's, I guess, like a... So they're darts, but they're rubber suction cups. And it's kind of like a cross between bocce.
Zach still toasts them and eats them.
Yeah. It's kind of like darts and like bocce. Yeah, so you have the one in the middle, and whoever's the closest. Oh. But then they have a thing where
that thing called on the ground.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm sorry.
What is it?
The cornhole.
Yeah.
Cornhole. Yeah. That's it.
Now, if you were good at cornhole, you're racist. That is some like racism in a fucking game.
But the big thing on Pop Darts is to get your dart on top of somebody else's. It like doubles.
It used to be called coonhole.
When you do that in Pop Darts, it's called a wiggle knobber. I'm serious.
That's the term.
Not a joke. Dude,
wiggle knobber.
If you get your dart on top of somebody else's, you steal all their points. It's called a wiggle knobber.
A wiggle knobber stole my son's mother from me. Come on, folks.
That's what she said.
That's a Dr. Seuss.
On top of him.
Old Dr. Seuss racial term.
Wiggle knobber. what else? What else can we do in Tallahassee? Because we gotta be selling Tallahassee.
It's a lot of state parks. There's some lakes. Lake life.
How many? Give me a strip club in Tallahassee.
Yeah, dude. It's a college town. FSU's out there, isn't it?
FSU.
Yeah.
Florida State University.
Yes, sir.
Sluts.
Dude, like the, it might be actually. I think it's ranked as like the hottest school.
Really?
It's that and like Arizona
State. Dude, girls from Nashville are fucking smoking. I got to point that out, dude. You go to Nashville, those girls are a different breed down there. They are very attractive.
Austin had a bunch, too. I was just out there.
Austin's decent, dude, but they're fucking, there's a lot of trash bags. I'm talking about like the ladies in Nashville, they come off as classy. Like everything's like, in Austin's, you're like, all right, pig, don't touch me, dude.
I must have went to a different Nashville.
You went to a different Nashville?
The Nashville I went to was all those things that are like the party buses, but they're all...
There was a lot of party buses with bachelorette parties, but those are the tourists. I'm talking about
when you go in. Was a lot of like short shorts with muffin tops and cowboy boots.
Yeah, no, because those are the tourists. I'm talking about like the girls from Nashville, like the southern fucking belle bitches. Oh,
I think
my
Tommy
God.
Lahren lives out there now.
Oh, she's hot, dude.
Yeah.
I used to have a fucking... Dude, she used to make my dick move.
She still does.
She's still hot to this day?
I don't think it's changed.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, I don't know. Do women age very quickly?
Has she given birth?
That's a Patrice joke. He said women age like bananas.
That's
and Patrice loved women.
Yeah.
Love bananas too. Come on, guys. Racism.
I thought it, but I stopped myself, so I'm glad you said it.
No problem, Kaken.
So I look for strip clubs in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
I found a place where you can just book private dancers. It's called College Playmates in Tallahassee. It seems like fun.
Fucking Andrew Schultz, relax. I can't afford to book my own dancers privately. I want a shitty strip club, dude. Pay for a lap dance.
Those are hookers.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah, those are hookers, my friend.
We had a weird weekend. I went back to Jacksonville once I was working the Comedy Zone, and it was. Carlos Mencia was the headliner, and he took us to strip clubs every night afterwards. Like, it was cool. He set up like a little, and it was, you could go to the trash one. There's a really good one called the Gold Club you'd go to. That's like the nice one. Or the trash one where the prettiest girl doesn't have fingers.
Nice.
It was something to see, man.
I like the strip club I went to.
How does she hold on to the pole?
It's kind of actually fascinating. It adds to it. You know what I mean? She has a thumb, so there's like, you know, she can flush a toilet and shit like that. You know?
Play Nintendo. But
I went to a strip club. I told the story, the whole story on Legion of Skanks, so I won't repeat it here. Please listen to Legion of Skanks if you could. I went to a strip club in, it was with Pike Von Doom. From Twitter and my Twitch chat. He brought us to a strip club. What was me? Where the fuck were we? Oh, okay. Alabama. And there was a fucking, the girl, like I went up to the hottest stripper came up to me within like a minute of being there. And most of the time when a stripper comes up to you, as soon as you get to a strip club, you're like, all right, bitch, beat it. I got to settle in. Just fucking let them all do their little rotation.
Let me read the menu first.
Exactly. This bitch was stunning, though. She was like, I was like, God damn. I was like, why is she even here, dude? She's so fucking beautiful, dude. And then I was talking to her for a minute, and I was like, dude, I was like, I'll just talk her up. I was like, I don't even need to talk to another chick. I'm not like, it's not like I'm trying to like get with this chick. I'm just saying, like, at this point, it's a fucking grimy ass strip club. There's not very many hot chicks here. It's like, why even waste the time? I'd rather just talk to a hot chick. And she was very personable. She was a very charming chick. She was like really like laying it on thick.
Nice.
And I appreciate like the salesmanship, but she wasn't like, she didn't come off as phony. She actually came off as like sweet and cool. And I was like, oh, this chick's great. And she like, I was like, I remember at one point, and she was just stunning, like literally a 10. And then she goes, you have really nice teeth. She has a southern accent. I was like, oh, thanks. No. She goes like, mine aren't real. And she pulled out a fucking... a partial thing with three teeth stuck to it. She was like, and I was like, why would you... What? And it was crazy. In a weird way, it made me more attracted to her. I was like, this bitch is real. She's fucking real ass, doggy. There was no reason for it. It was one of the most psychotic things I'd ever seen in my entire life.
Just
I was
to share
like,
that.
She was like, she just had a moment where she just really like... I was like, there's no... What is the financial benefit? Like, where, like, you're trying to sell me on you being hot. I can imagine many dudes being like, yuck, and literally pushing her the fuck away because you're at a strip club. A lot of guys don't think of strippers as human.
Maybe she was trying to blow you, though.
I was going
to
say, that puts the blowjob thought right
in your head. No, 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 it's not a blowjob. It wasn't all her teeth. It was a partial thing.
Oh.
So it was like she pulled out a
metal... like a jack-o'-lantern.
A metal wire.
It could actually be more dangerous.
Yeah.
There's now points exposed.
Oh, Doggy, Jesus.
Doggy, it was like a metal piece with three teeth attached to it, and she was like... Like that, dude. It was.
I like to imagine a shotgun kickback, unexpected.
It was crazy, dude.
At the Colony Inn, the strip club in Buffalo, the first girl that went on stage was with my friend Seeger, and the first girl to go come to the stage is Storm, and that's his sister's name. So immediately we're all laughing. This girl gets on stage, dances, okay, walks up, she goes, "Any of you boys want to dance?" and smiles. She was missing all her teeth on just one side.
Nice.
And I'm like, that's a story. That's not like she just eats Starbursts on one side of her mouth. Like, that's meth or someone knocked out all that entire side.
Yeah, they call her crazy. Storm because she was hit in the head with a stop sign during a hurricane.
You got there. That was good.
I did stumble my way through it.
It was good, though.
And that's your friend's sister.
No, it was just his sister's
How did,
name.
Her birth name was, her parents named her Storm?
His name is Seeger.
All right.
After Bob Seeger.
Let's see.
Also from Florida. I know you're going to be shocked to hear that.
Yeah, and what else in Tallahassee, Harrington? There's got to be something else we can do. We got to get these people to come out to Tallahassee. I promise you, in Tallahassee, we'll get funky, dude. We'll do like, if you come to the show, automatic after party built in. We're gonna go to a strip club.
Aaron stripping.
No, we're gonna go to a strip club in Tallahassee. There must be a strip club in Tallahassee. Is this crazy? Is there not strip clubs there?
No, again, college town, man. There's some fun shit out there.
They got an escape room.
Shut the fuck up, Harrington.
Wait, go back up.
Sky Zone, Tallahassee. We can go to a trampoline park. No, a strip club, dude.
The Dickhauser Museum.
We'll have an after party at a strip club, and we'll get fucking crazy. It'll be nuts, dude. If you come to Tallahassee, it's going to change your fucking mind, dude. And there's probably only going to be 13 people there.
There we go, the Tally Strip.
The Tally Strip, dude. I'm not going to say we're going to go there for sure. We're going to make a deal with a strip club. And we're going to bring our whole show.
Lively night spot with six different venues for drinking, dancing. Oh, that's not a... Oh, that's like a strip, like a...
Oh, that's a strip somewhere in Tallahassee. God damn it, Harrington.
I did say to click on that. I'm not going to throw Harrington under the bus.
Giannis's? It's just him doing Marisa with shaking his ass.
That's it,
big boy. All right, we're going to wrap this. I got to go. I'm going to Philly soon. I got to go work out.
What?
Bring my son to go see Coheed and Cambria.
I came from Delaware for this morning, by the way. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for being here, man. That's trap. I
came from Delaware, dude.
I did a gig last night. It was Burke's wife actually booked it, and I woke up this morning and drove 3.5 hours to come see you boys, and I was on time, and then no fucking parking.
I really appreciate you, man.
We have Byron. Byron will go look for parking for you.
Hell, I might have to do that.
We have a fucking person here,
and Byron.
Byron is a little monkey man. He's a little fucking monkey man. I like him a lot, dude. I do. I like him too much, so I sometimes go harder at him because I have to bring him back down to reality. So, like, sometimes I'll look at him straight in the eyes and I was like, dude, you stole from me. He's like, what? He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, I know you did. He's like, why would you say that?
I was like,
I was like, don't you ever fucking lie to me again. Actually, I did this to him the other day, and he's like freaked out by it. I think it's hilarious. He's like, I can't find my credit card. And I was like, I could have called Andrea directly. I was like, let me call Byron because I know it'll fucking really get in his head. I was like, Byron, do you have my credit card? And he's like, what? No. And I was like, yeah, because I remember giving it to you. It's just weird that you never gave it back to me. And he's like, I swear to God, did he check the whole office for it? He asked everybody else around the office if they've seen it. I have the credit card, Byron. I found it a minute after I spoke to you, and I didn't tell you.
He's a good guy.
But we did this to Harrington, and Harrington is less talented than Byron. And look where Harrington's come, dude. After 7 years of producing at Gas Digital, he was a good producer today. A good fucking producer today. I'm actually legitimately impressed, Harrington. If you were more responsible, I'd give you more jobs. We need another actual producer. Right now, we need another full-time producer.
I'm so responsible. This is crazy.
When have you ever proven that?
I'm here.
This is one
Am I
day.
Not?
One day. Natalie, do you think of Harrington as being responsible?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, dude. She's fucking loyal, dude. She's a fucking... That's a solid friend right there.
Producer, no kill
you
producer.
Smack her in the face. Harrington, thanks, bitch.
Harrington, I was very impressed with this.
Thank you.
We can maybe talk about fucking bringing you on some more shows, dude. You did a great job here.
Thank you. Went back and watched the first episode I did on Legion of Skanks for the Intern Olympics, and you promised you would turn me into a badass producer, and, you know,
it took
5 years
a long
later,
time, dude.
We're there.
It took a long fucking time, dude, but I will say you did a great job here. Also, the producer role has shifted here in many ways, where it's like it is like you, it's creative, which says you've never had a problem being creative, you know? All right, look, we got to fucking go. Look, everyone's proud of you right now. Everyone's proud of you because you're banging Alex. You're producing good shows. Look, they love this, dude. Wow. Harrington finally getting... Dude, this is how long it took, Byron. Bidone. Bidone. This is going to be a fucking... That's Italian, Byron. Bidone. This is going to take you some time, but look at where Harrington's at. Dude. I got a tear in my eye right now.
He cured racism on the chat.
Harrington, show us your titties, dude. Hold on.
Now show them titties.
There we go. Look, he can dance too.
Wow.
It's fucking great, dude. They love it. Look, everyone loves him. Harrington stepped up his game, they say. Ricky Ricardo said mac and cheese is good. I don't understand why he said that, but that's good. I agree with that.
We bet the over under on N words in the chat.
Dude, I'm fucking high. I've been fucking, dude, I will say right now, I've been getting blitzed to the head. I didn't offer anybody any weed. Does anybody want weed? You smoke?
I smoke. Is it a dab rig?
Yeah, it's dabs.
Haven't done a dab in a pretty long time, though.
So what does that mean? You gonna be a pussy?
I'll do it.
Yeah,
he's easy. In.
That was easy. Do it at the end of the show. Wrap up this show. It's been a lot of fun. Somebody's saying, fuck Harrington right now. Harrington sucks. Called Harrington is fat. Somebody called you a Bisping rat.
Good. This makes me feel comfortable again. <That's> it was getting too nice.
A lot of people telling you to strip. They want to see your butthole.
You don't think I'll start an OnlyFans?
I know you will, dude. You and Alex start your own OnlyFans. You just fucking your gross sex.
I've been begging her. I want a house, dude.
Oh, you guys would buy a house quickly.
I would buy a house very quickly.
If you and Alex started OnlyFans, were you guys just, it's you guys having sex. You got to show the sex.
Yeah, I'd rather kill myself than that too, huh?
Alex,
I'll cut my head off.
I would personally pay $20 a month to watch you guys have sex. Me personally, just so you know. I'll give out 5 memberships that I'll pay for on the show.
Netflix family passwords.
It's be a big deal. All right, let's go. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another episode. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.